Introducing you to the spiritual seekers, the name of the Melech for the Parsha Pekudei for the Sabbath of the 16th of March. Now, what's the biggest problem in your life and my life right now? What's the biggest problem is hypocrisy. People say one thing and they do the opposite. People say you should be a goody-goody, you shouldn't hurt anybody, you shouldn't lie, you shouldn't gossip about anybody. But then what do? They destroy other people's lives. How many rabbis and priests have destroyed other people's lives because they said, he's not a good person? The rabbis do it. The rabbis in the synagogue have said, he's not a good person. And therefore that person is now feels alienated. Oh, the rabbi says, I'm not good. I did something that wasn't good, but I'm not a bad person. My actions weren't good. That action I did, that event that I did wasn't good, but if I was a really bad person, I wouldn't even go to synagogue at all. I wouldn't even belong to the Jewish community anymore. That's what the Naaman HaMelech is saying. So the definition of what we do is sometimes the things that we do aren't good, but deep down inside of us, we're good. We're good people. We don't want to do horrible things. Even some of the villains that do horrible things, they know they're doing horrible things. They know it's right, but even them, they know that deep down inside, this isn't right, but they've got no choice. The definition of Eile Pekudei HaMishkan is building the future. It was actually a portable tabernacle. It was a portable synagogue, you could say, a portable church that they carried in the wilderness with them. It was the center of attraction of the centerpiece of the Israelites, of the 12 being surrounded by the 12 tribes of Israel on either side, on the 12 different parts. So 12 tribes of Israel all related to the Mishkan. The Mishkan was the centerpiece. And the centerpiece is, like you could say, the capital of a country. Or in the case of New York, it's New York or Manhattan. Or Manhattan is the center of New York. So it's a centerpiece. But everything, the focal energy of it goes towards the center. And when we go towards the center, when we are looking at the center, when we're looking at the most important part of, say, Israel is Jerusalem, or the most important part of England is London. So we're looking at the capital. We're looking at the elegance. We're looking at something that we can respect. But if what you're looking at, if what you're respecting, if what you're looking up to is trash, is garbage, just like, unfortunately, the scandals that are going on in the Vatican with the swindling and the money and the this and that, and the Vatican Bank and the Mafia and whatever, then you can't respect it anymore. Unfortunately, people start to say, well, how can you respect a swindling and a cheating religion? How can you respect even some of the Jewish communities? How can you respect the rabbis anymore when they're doing naughty things? So definition now is respect. We focus, we put our mind towards something that we respect. And that something that we respect is only good. It's not convoluted with badness. It's only good. We, as human beings, we've got a mixture of good and bad. But we're aiming for the Mishkan. We're aiming for that centerpiece. We're focusing on the good. You could say the sunshine. The sunshine is only emitting pure light. It's not emitting any darkness. The darkness at nighttime is just the lack of the sunshine, but the sunshine is just constantly emitting light. The Rabbeinu Shalom, God Almighty, is emitting purity, life energy, life. Your heart, even though people eat junk food and eat toxic foods and eat things that damage the heart, affect the heart, even though they're damaging their own health by eating some of the trash that they're eating, your heart is pure. Your heart was given to you. Your heart is beating. Your heart, every single moment, every single day is beating. It's beating. It's there. It's pure. We all have a centerpiece of us that's pure. Even our mind, our thoughts, our brain, our capacity to think has got a pure energy. We think about what we think about. We love what we love. It's simple. The simple things in life are the purest things in life. They just emit positive energy. So that's the first spiritual secret of Naaman HaMelech. Eile Pekudei HaMishkan. Mishkan is the centerpiece. It's the center. Center's got to be pure. The rabbi, the priest, in the church, the pope, they've got to be pure. And if they're not pure, if they're hypocrites, you can't respect it. You just can't. It's impossible. Hence, that's why the Naaman HaMelech in his time defined, and he talks it very specifically, he defines, a rabbi has got to be the highest of the highest energies, idealistic energies. And the Naaman HaMelech was in his time. Unfortunately, there were others that weren't, and hence there was conflict. But he only was calling the truth. If you want to be respected, you have to have better morals than others. You have to have a better standard than others. And hence the idealism of Eilei Pekudei HaMishkan. Naaman HaMelech then talks about what we call tzaddikim, are the goody-goodies. We all respect real goody-goodies. We all respect somebody that's a pure psychic, a pure soul, a pure Kabbalist. And there are in the world, there's lots of pure souls, good souls. We all respect them. We can't be like them. It's impossible because we're not pure. We're not goody-goodies. But when we respect a goody-goody, when we respect a really good soul, when we respect somebody that's really idealistic, we become part of that idealism. Even if we know we're never going to be perfect, but we respect perfection, then talk about art pictures, Picassos and Rembrandts. We'll never own a Picasso. We'll never own a Rembrandt because they're very expensive. But some people can respect the artwork because it puts a lot of, when you look at old buildings, very ornate old buildings and beautiful, we respect, we never own it. It's never going to be us. We're never going to, you look at Buckingham Palace, where the king and queen lives, like Buckingham Palace. We're never going to move in there. We're never going to live there, but we respect it. We respect, that's why it is ornate. That's why it is Eilei Pekudei HaMishkan. It is about respect. What we respect, we filter, we receive an energy from. People who don't respect anything, they don't get any energy from anything. When you respect goodness and quality, when you respect beauty and elegance, that's a spiritual secret. When you respect it, then you've got something to look forward to. When you've bought some Pierre Cardin clothes, Pierre Cardin or Gucci or Yves Saint Laurent, when you've got some quality clothes, you obviously respect those clothes. You're not going to throw them away or treat them like trash. You'll hang them up after you've worn them. You won't just throw them around because they're expensive. So what we have should be respected. And what we respect is in our own mind telling us to respect it. Now, similarly in relationships, in your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, the reason why you love them is because you respect them. The reason why you respect them is because they love them. Your children, your family, the reason why they love and listen to you is because they respect you. So again, we're talking about the whole energy. The people that you don't love, really don't love, you don't respect them. So you just treat them like trash. You just, who cares? That's what they think of me. The people that you respect, you will always listen to. The people that you don't respect, you won't listen to. Likewise, people who don't respect you, they won't listen to you. And that's one of the reasons I think why people do, when they're dressing for the part, to be listened to, whether they are in uniform or even doctors and surgeons, they put the white coat on in the hospital because, well, I'm a doctor, therefore I need to be respected. It's a sign of respect. People that dress like tramps, dress like homeless people, and there's a doctor that's wearing a pair of jeans, or a priest that's wearing a pair of jeans, you're not going to respect him because, well, he doesn't look the part, right? It's something not quite right. We automatically respect. It is appearance. And hence, that's what the Pisces energy is now. The last week in Pisces is defining. It is that visual appearance that makes an impression on us. And hence, that visual appearance then affects and talks to our aura. There is an important factor, and this is the only reason. I was going to say this is one of the reasons. This is the only reason why the colors on my website, I have the dark blue. It's a dark blue color. It's not blue. It's a very intense dark blue energy. It's the same as the dark blue when at nighttime you look at the sky. The sky isn't black. It's got that dark bluey energy associated with the blue. It's Ho'argman. Ho'argman is, it was known as purple violet, but it's the end of the electromagnetic spectrum in the visual colors. And it is a pure spiritual energy. When you look at the sky at night, you see the stars twinkling, you see the moon in the sky. It's got the sky, nighttime sky, that dark blue energy. It talks to us. It's not like the sunshine, the daytime energy, the blue sky. It's dark. It talks to our aura. But what it talks is what you feel inside. when you wear, certain people wear, you wear dark clothes, whereas sometimes people wear blacks, but people wear dark clothes. When you're wearing a light t-shirt, you wear some dark trousers, I just want to say. If you, women who are wearing certain light colors, bright colors, they'll always have something dark to maybe have a dark handbag, a black leather handbag, because it's something dark, it defines, something dark is necessary to define the light. That's what I'm trying to say. Something dark in our lives, when you've had the dark periods of your life, when you've had miserable times in your life, it then defines the light. So you see the light clearer on a dark background. Hence, that's why my colors of my website, I put the white and the yellow writing and the different color writing onto the dark background. When you're wearing clothes, when you're wearing, trying to make an impression on people, and you wear that something light on a dark background, it is the light that counts. The sunshine that counts, the good relationships that counts. You might have had a background of where your parents come from. Your parents might have been horrible people, ghastly people, swindlers, cheats and liars, scoundrels, villains. You might have had an abusive father, abusive mother. They might have been real villains or grandparents, real villains. But that might have been your dark background. Now you are a bright person. You yourself might have had dark moments in your life. Dark relationships, bad relationships. Oh, that was a dark period in my life before the year 2002 or 2003. That was a dark period in my life. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. But we need the dark background in order to put the light into it now. The definition of what we're moving into with the new zodiac year, with next the week after this Pasha, zodiac of Pasha of Vayikra, is now the brightness, the light. The light where there is darkness. And you can only see the light, you only know it's light because you've had dark times. You only know where you found somebody good for you is because you've had somebody bad for you. And to remind yourself, I've had dark moments. I've had bad moments. Haradman is the definition of, I remember the bad moments, I know the good moments because I've remembered the bad moments. I know there's light in my life because I've known the darkness. Haradman is the Shavus of Haradman, Uriah, Rafur, Gavriel, Michal, Nuria, Vakatia. And Haradman is actually Aleph for Ur. Ur is light. The first stage of achieving enlightenment, the first stage of achieving anything good and new in our lives is to wake up and open our eyes and see the light. The light is bright. The light is warmth. The light is the future.